Welcome, you beautiful people, to the Record Parlor in Hollywood. I'm Andy Chanley from 88.5 FM. Such lovely listeners we've gotten, supporters of the station. Thank you so much for all you've done for 88.5 so far, all you'll do in the future, and for coming out and supporting live music in our community. Means the world. This is going to be a treat. Death Cab for Cutie have a new album out, and it drops this weekend. They are going to be here, and they're going to let me interrupt their set to ask them a few questions about that. But I think it's best we start off with some music, don't you?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Death Cab for Cutie.
Digging for gold in my neighborhood,
go
where all the old buildings stood.
Go
they keep digging it down and down,
go
so that their cars can live underground.
Go
swinging of a wrecking ball,
go
through these laughing plaster walls,
go
just letting all the shadows free.
Go
the ones I wish still followed me.
Change, please don't change.
Kiss beneath the street lamp light,
go
outside our barn to the record store,
go
that had been condos for a year or more,
go
now that our haunts have taken flight,
go
been replaced with instruction sites,
go
oh, how I feel like a stranger here,
go
searching for something that's disappeared,
go
digging for gold in my neighborhood,
go
what they say is the greater good,
go
but all I see is a long goodbye,
go
requiem for a sky high,
go
rush. Seems I never stop losing you,
go rush.
Every die becomes something new,
go rush.
And all our ghosts get swept away,
go rush.
Didn't used to be this way.
Change, please don't change.
I prescribe these monuments, a false sense of permanence. I've placed faith in geography to hold you in my memory.
Go rush.
Sifting through these wreckage piles,
go rush.
Through the rubble of bricks and wire,
go rush.
Looking for something I'll never find,
go rush.
Looking for something I'll never find,
go rush.
Digging for gold in my neighborhood,
go rush.
Where all the old buildings stood. They keep taking it down and down,
go rush.
So that their cars can live underground,
go rush.
Seems I never stop losing you,
go rush.
Cause every die becomes something new,
go rush.
And all our ghosts get swept away,
go rush.
Didn't used to be this way,
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 go rush.
Didn't used to be this way. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, this next song's a new one too. This song's called "You're a Hurricane." Heaven is a hole in the sky. The stars are cracks in the ceiling at night. And I just keep watching them for a sign that you'll be alright. 'Cause every time there's a knock on my door, I fall to my hands and knees on the floor. 'Cause when your wreckage washes up on my shore,
Dave Depper, Zach Ray of Death Cab for Cutie. One more time for them. I hate to stand in front of you, Zach, but I'm trying not to get feedback. Ben, I was looking back at your back catalog this last week, and 9 records now. Thank You for Today is number 9 studio albums, plus all kinds of EPs and one-offs and individual songs. Have you taken time to ever look back at it and say, "Eh, not so bad," or is it dangerous for you to do that in your line of work?
Oh no, I think it's important to kind of look back on your body of work and kind of reassess the successes and failures, and you know, some things that you kind of. Sometimes I'll look back on things that I thought were good ideas, and with a little bit of hindsight and distance, you go like, "Eh, maybe that wasn't as good an idea as I thought it was." But sometimes, you know, there are other songs or albums that you know. Are tied to kind of strange times in my life or times in the band that were not super harmonious, and you go back and you're like, "Hey, actually, that record turned out pretty well considered." So, yeah, I think it's important to take stock from time to time. I don't think there's anything wrong. I think there's a difference between living in the past and taking stock with your own body of work and
resting
trying to kind of
laurels, right?
Well, yeah, and being aware of what works and what doesn't in it, and trying to kind of like not make the same mistakes twice.
This new album, Thank You for Today. I've been listening, and you've been hearing the singles on 88.5, Gold Rush, which is the first one you played, and now Autumn Love as well. This album, it's a fine record. I've been streaming it this last week, and it almost seems to me, and tell me if I'm wrong, some pretty weighty topics that you deal with in it, but it's almost like it seems like it's not weighing you down. Like you're taking life's issues and holding them up, examining them to take away their power, and then, you know, pushing on. If you're going to drop a name, make it a good one. Talk to Warren Zevon once, and I'm like, your songs are dark, man. You've got monsters in them. And he's like, yeah, well, I write a song about them, then they're your problem.
Right, yeah.
It almost seems like we're a witness to your therapy in this one.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't put it better myself, you know. I mean, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, the writing process is a way to kind of, you know, deal with one's own kind of darker moments and demons and whatnot. And you're able, I mean, songwriting is such a solitary venture, you know. It's like, I always like to think of, you know, I don't put myself in the same class, but like all the greatest songwriters in the history of songwriting were a person in a room trying to make something out of nothing. It's like, it's like alchemy, you know. I mean, there's nothing there and there's something there. It's like it defies the laws of physics, you know. Yeah. Writing in general. So yeah, I think that's a really wonderful way of putting it, that you just, you know, I like to kind of, you know, set, you know, kind of leave things with some open-ended questions and just kind of scenarios as I remember them and kind of walk away from them and let them, as you said, as Warren Zevon said, they become someone else's problem after that.
This record, the first song you played for us is Gold Rush, and a song about change. It's so, this room that we're in the record parlor in Hollywood, and it's a room that most of us have never seen, even if you've been to the store. It's filled with all of these 1940s era, pre-digital video games and jukeboxes and things. It was kind of interesting to hear you play that song with this as the background. But I was actually thinking of the song near where I live. They're building this huge mall in North Hollywood. There used to be a Macy's. I guess the 94 earthquake tore everything else down, left a Macy's, and that was it for the longest time. Finally, they're putting in one of those Grove or Americana type things. And at first, I'm like, an Apple store, great. But then I heard your song, coincidentally, driving by there the other day, and I was thinking, the line about a kiss under a street lamp, and I was thinking about, what about the last time that place was new? And all those memories that are lost, It's something that I think most of us can relate with, especially living in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that one relates to even more as they grow older. I mean, I was talking about the song with someone who was potentially going to direct a video for it, who was in his like mid-20s, and I was explaining what the song was about, and he was kind of like, well, I guess I'll experience that when I'm your age, you know, kind of thing. Which is probably, and I was like, yes, you will, actually. But no, I think, you know, when we, you know, I think that this is something that, you know, I've noticed in my own life, I've kind of done to myself, so to speak. It's like I've placed a lot of the, as Nick, our bass player, has put it, you know, the hard drives of our memories in physical places and buildings and bars and, you know, record stores and rock clubs and whatever else it might be, apartments I used to live in that no longer exist. And, you know, when those places are removed, you know, as the cities changes, which all cities do, you know, one has to reckon with, you know, how you will interface with your memories now that the setting of your memories is been removed.
I hate to go into songs, you know, line readings, line by line, but your song craft, all of you, it's exquisite, and I think it deserves it. One of the standouts on the record for me is You Moved Away. And it's talking about the aftermath of somebody moving away, a good friend, and just a biting ambivalence about it. And the thing about it that strikes me is the little minuscule details that usually no one cares about, you know, filling paint, a spackle into holes on the wall so you get your security deposit back and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
It's those little details, though, amazingly, that bring a story to life, aren't they?
Well, I just, you know, I mean, those moments are the moments from having moved so many times when I was young and as an adult. I mean, those are the moments, especially as an adult, that I think we all remember when we're like, we repainted, we have to repaint now because if they're going to charge us, you know, right, for the thing. So I like slipping those little kind of things in there. And in that song in particular, I wanted to also kind of capture that sense of, there's a line about, you know, when you moved away, we all felt irrationally betrayed,
right,
you know, which is something whenever somebody, you know, a friend of mine has left the city or moved away, you always feel that sense of like, man, like, I feel like something was done to me.
Take it personally.
You take it personally.
Were we not good enough for you?
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I guess you had to move to Chicago, you know?
Well, here's the thing about that. You've done all right for yourself. As David Letterman would say, you've got gambling money. I would think it's been a long time since you had to sweat spackling holes to get your deposit back.
It's been a while, yeah.
How do you conjure that stuff up? Where do you go in your mental Rolodex to find that stuff again?
Well, I'll say that, you know, anybody who's ever been broke remembers what it's like to be broke. You don't forget what it's like to be broke. And you may not be able to relate specifically to kind of, certain things that are going on in, certain people in your life that are kind of struggling in that sense. But I do, you know, I think that it doesn't seem like it was that long ago where I could barely pay the rent, you know. It really doesn't feel like that long ago. And I think anybody who's ever kind of had that experience and then kind of found some financial stability in their life or emotional stability or whatever it might be, still feels like they're going to be pulled back to that.
You
like,
still check the price of a can of beans.
You're still going to be like if you ever you know if you ever kind of struggle to pay the rent, you always feel like there's a time where you're going to have to struggle to pay the rent. So, I'd like to hope that not hope, but I just remember what that was like, and it doesn't feel like it was that long ago. And I think that kind of, you know, it's an important thing for anybody who's kind of been able to become successful in their field to try to kind of make sure they have a sense of remembering what that was like, you know.
I know that these guys are champing at the bit to hear another song or two from you. Just a couple more questions. One about your activism. I know you guys played the DNC in 2008. You played a union rally to solve the healthcare crisis. How'd that turn out?
Oh, it's all done. We fixed it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's all fixed. You're welcome.
No, seriously, there are a lot of charitable causes you've been involved with, PETA and Planned Parenthood and so forth. What, for people who have money burning a hole in their pocket, what would you convince them to give to so they can be just as disillusioned as you are?
I think it's really important in this particular climate to... there are obviously large organizations that we've done benefits for, national organizations, but I think more than ever, I think there are a lot of local organizations. I mean, I'm not familiar with a lot of them, not living in Los Angeles, but I know in Seattle, we try to make sure that we're funneling a lot of our philanthropy to like smaller local organizations. Not to say that the larger ones don't need the money. I mean, obviously, as you said, we just this past year did a benefit for Planned Parenthood and one for the ACLU. But you know, there are just so many people struggling right now, and there are so many people in the streets. There are so many people who are not able to, you know, eat healthy meals. That it's, you know, I think the most impact that one can have, and how they can see that impact immediately is by finding local organizations in your neighborhood, in your city, to support. And you know, I'm sure there are people here that can help you find those.
Yeah. All right. Last question. Dave and Zach, feel free to chime in. What do you do when you're not making music that makes you happy? I know when we came in here, you were pretty jazzed about that baseball game over there that only cost a nickel. But what kind of things make you happy when you don't have a guitar or piano?
Well, as a Mariners fan, baseball never makes me happy, you know. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think that, I mean, what makes you happy?
I'm a very outdoorsy guy, so I like kayaking, I like backpacking, I like camping, I like running. I know what Ben's going to say, because he also likes running.
So Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, it's a cliche at this point.
Zach?
There's a life outside of music.
Well, the album is called Thank You for Today. It's excellent. Go out and pick it up. And with your permission, I'm going to step out of the way and let them play a couple more songs. What do you think? Ladies and gentlemen, it's an 88.5 live session with Death Cab for Cutie. Yeah.
Glove compartments isn't accurately named. Everybody knows it, so I'm proposing a swift, orderly change. keep my fingers warm. All I find are souvenirs from better times. Before the gleam of your taillights fading east, to find yourself a better life. Searching for some legal documents as the rain beat down on the hood, when I stumbled upon pictures I tried to forget. And that's how this idea is drilled into my head. Important staying the way it's been. There's no blame for how our love did slowly fade. Now that it's gone, it's like it wasn't there at all. Here I rest with disappointment and regret. Could I lying awake at night? There's no blame for how our love did slowly fade. Now it's gone, it's like it wasn't there at all. Disappointment and regret. Collide, lying awake at night. All night, when I'm lying awake at
night. You guys, thanks for coming down and watching us play some songs in the middle of the day. I'm gonna play one more for you here.
Thank you.
close the door on so many men. Would have loved you more.